Hello, you are listening to the third episode of Adaptations. This episode will be about Chuck Palahniuk's Fight Club. My guest today is Zach Lombardi.
Hello, Interspace.
And we'll start off with a little bit of background information about the book. The book was originally published in 1996. It won a few awards, like the 1997 Pacific Northwest Booksellers Association Award and the 1997 Oregon Book Award for Best Novel. The book is about the story of a man who is suffering from insomnia, and he goes to support groups pretending that he is seriously ill. Parts of the book came from Palahniuk's first attempt at writing a novel. It was actually a 700-page book called If You Lived Here, You'd Be Home Already. So when Chuck Palahniuk was writing this book, he was actually trying to write like one of the authors that we talked about in our first podcast, Stephen King. Recently, Zach and I went to a reading for Chuck Palahniuk, and somebody asked the question about where he got the idea for Project Mayhem and what inspired him for writing that part in the book. And Chuck Palahniuk brought up the example of people who dress up like Santa Claus and meet up doing random things in towns, or also people dressing up as salmon and trying to run against people in marathons or races, just doing like the group mentality of everyone doing something, no matter how random or crazy it is, you're in a group, so you're going to do it together.
It was actually the same group of people that had created Burning Man.
So the movie came out in 1999, and it was directed by David Fincher. The movie was purchased from Chuck Palahniuk for $10,000, and originally, Russell Crowe was actually supposed to play Tyler Durden, who ends up being played by Brad Pitt in the actual movie. Some other actors within the movie were Edward Norton, Helena Bonham Carter, and Jared Leto. The movie did terribly in the box office, yet it became a cult classic after it was put on DVD. That's how I found out about it years and years later, after pretty much everyone had seen the movie. Luckily, no one had ruined it for me by the time I got to the DVD. So there are a couple of differences between the book and the movie. The biggest ones, pretty much, are in the book, Tyler Durden, he plans on blowing up the Parker Morris building so that it falls on a nearby museum. However, in the movie, Tyler Durden has a much larger plan. He plans on blowing up several credit card company headquarters to erase a bunch of debt records. In the book, the narrator is nameless, while in the movie, you actually have a physical character who you can see and who's living through these experiences. So in the book, at the end, the narrator shoots himself in the cheek and wakes up in a mental institution, and you're not really sure if Tyler Durden is truly gone. However, in the movie, he goes back to Marla to live happily ever after, and Tyler Durden is supposedly gone forever. It's a happy movie fairy tale ending where everyone's great, and the villain is gone, and everything is great. So I personally loved the movie version of the book. I thought it was really great, and I saw the movie before I read the book, and I never saw the twist coming at the end. Actually, after I saw this movie, I became obsessed with Chuck Palahniuk and his books, because most of his books end with a great twist that you never see coming, and this is very common in most of his books, and I've been using that in my own writing, and he's just a great inspiration. Like, even meeting him in person, you can see that he enjoys writing and he loves what he does. And I don't think he really liked the movie, or he doesn't really like talking about the movies, because during the reading he said, please don't ask me any stupid questions like, oh, what was it like to meet Brad Pitt? Because apparently people ask him that, and it's, you know, he's an author, he's not about movies, he's more about writing books. So I think that's very important, is to think about the writing aspect of this movie, is that originally it was a book.
I also really enjoyed the movie. I had also seen it way before I had read the book. Actually, didn't even think it was a book when I first saw the movie. And I was told almost immediately after. I remember seeing it with one of my best friends. He showed it to me. And I had not seen the twist coming. And as soon as the twist happened, he paused it. And we started talking. I think we talked for about an hour about everything that was leading up to that twist. And it blew my mind. I just never saw that coming. I didn't even think it was a twist of a movie. I just thought it was kind of like a dark movie. But it turned into so much more after the twist. After reading the book, too, I mean, I want to say I liked one more than the other, but I really like them the same. They both have great qualities to them. They're both great thrillers. You don't see the twists and turns coming. I love how in the movie you never really hear the girlfriend. He's not supposed to talk to the girlfriend about Tyler, and it stays like that for so long. You never see him in the same room. One of the big aspects, though, that is hard to shy away from in the movie is, like Paulina mentioned before, the movie has an actual character playing the unnamed protagonist. So you kind of lose a little bit of the mysticism with the twist, knowing that, you know, they do look different. In the book, it's much harder to differentiate when things are happening to the nameless protagonist and Tyler Durden altogether. So I think it's hard to adapt that book specifically into a movie and make it and have it done really well, and I think the movie was almost perfectly adapted.
Also, there is a Fight Club 2, and however, it's not a movie, and it's not a regular novel. Chuck Palahniuk actually came out with a graphic novel for Fight Club 2, and it's supposed to be 10 issues. The issues have started coming out. It's being published by Dark Horse Comics. The story is about Tyler Durden 10 years later. The graphic novel is the sequel to the actual physical novel instead of the movie, because the movie ends with Tyler Durden being gone forever, and you know, it's a happy story, they lived happily ever after, so there really would be no need for a sequel to the movie. However, the book ends with that idea, is Tyler Durden really gone? So there is room for finding out what happens to Tyler Durden, and that's what you get in Fight Club 2, the graphic novel. You get to see what's going on with Tyler Durden and the main protagonist 10 years into the future from where the book left off. Personally, I haven't read it yet, but I am planning on it. I only have the first issue, and it's amazing so far. So if you can, get your hands on that as well. This has been the third episode of Adaptations about Fight Club. I would like to thank my guest, Zach Lombardi.
Thanks for having me one more time.
And thank you to the listeners for listening to this podcast.
Hopefully we're going to make a couple more out there. There's a lot of books being adapted into movies, and we'd love to tear them apart.